Malachim Beis, Parak Gimel, Pasuk Yutzes. We spoke about how we're in the middle of the war over here, and Elisha is performing this miracle, this nes, where the water is going to come miraculously into these water streams, and they're not going to see the rain, right? They're not going to see the rain coming because that's too much of a miracle. Right? They're already having, Elisha tells them, it's enough of a miracle that you're going to win Moav. That's enough already. Right? That's what it says in Kal Bein Hashem. This small miracle of bringing water through that this water stream, through this river, that's a small miracle. That's a small miracle for Hashem to do. You don't deserve more than that because you're already getting the nace of defeating Moav. So let's see what happens. Pasuk Yutzes. V'kisim kol ivr mivtzar. So now Elisha is telling them what's going to happen. You're going to go ahead, and you're going to wipe out every ear mivtzar, every ear surrounded with a wall. V'chol ear mivchor, v'chol eitz toiv tapilu, v'chol mayani mayim tistoimu, v'chol achelka atoiva techivu ba'avonim. Right? You're going to take down every city, every neighborhood, and every good part of the city you're going to stone. Right? You're going to stone, you're going to wipe it all out. Right, even though it says typically you're not allowed to take down any tree, you're not allowed to ruin any tree. Right? Torah says lo tashchis es eitza. You're not allowed to ruin trees. But this was what we call, the Ralbach says, a mitzvah lefi shah. It was a mitzvah just specifically geared towards that period of time. And the point was to really annihilate Moav and to wipe them completely out. Because the point was also to make sure they don't have any food to eat. Right? It was really not going to only defeat them. The victory wasn't going to be only a military victory, but it was going to be a financial and a financial victory as well. Right? They wanted to take down the economy of Moav, and that's why they had to make sure to wipe out all of their vegetation.
What exactly had they done?
What did Moav do? Yeah. They didn't pay taxes.
Paying taxes is such a big sin.
It's not
that
such a big sin.
You can feel trace for.
But the point is first of all, the fact that they didn't honor the king of Israel, that in and of itself is considered to be an avera.
Not paying taxes is a sin.
It's not. You're right. in and of itself is not such a big sin, right?
Yeah.
They had to do
something against Hashem. Never mind the king of people.
It disrespected the Jewish king.
So, what? Thank you. Did something.
Right. Exactly. Well, he attacked the Jewish people. The Moloch attacked the Jewish people.
And actually, what we say that Moloch wanted to make everybody believe there's no God.
Right.
That's what was his back. It wasn't so much so he wanted to kill. He wanted to be fight against God. All right, but here, just because he didn't take any packers, it's got to be more than that.
Well, you also have to show them who's boss. You have to show them the Jewish people. Where the rules over here? Yeah, we are the rules over here, right? That's part of the point, is not to inflict pain, right? It's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to dominate, right? There's only one alpha male in the area, in the region.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you go further into the middle, so what about the Romans and the other ones? What they did to the Jews was awful.
Right. And they will be punished for it, no question. No doubt.
When you rebel against the against the country, everyone else around, you know, joins in with you.
Exactly.
And it can be a revolution.
Yeah. That's why in order to dominate, to show who's boss, you gotta completely wipe them out. You gotta show
who's boss.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he wanted to conquer the land, the people, inwardly.
Right.
He all made everybody fight against each other.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Right. Because first of all, they took away all the vegetation. And every well, right, they filled in with rocks. Right? When you fill a well with rocks, it's impossible. You can't redig it again. It's filled with rocks. They didn't have cranes back then. They couldn't, you know, remove the rocks. So that's it. They blocked the well. That's it. You got no water. You got no vegetation. You're lost. Right? The country is down the drain, pretty much. So that's what Elisha is telling them to do to Moav. Pasuk Chaf, Vehiva Beker, Kalisa Mincha, Vinei Maim Boim Mederech Edoim. Right, the morning comes. The Mechlekes and the Mefarshim, if it was in fact the exact next morning, or it was the morning after that. I don't think we have another one, Richard.
No. Okay.
Yeah, we'll try to share with someone. Sorry, we should get a few more numbers over here.
No, I'll be like a Temani. I'll look upside down.
Okay. That's what Temani means.
You know the story that they asked them if they could, they asked these students if they could read Hebrew. Oh, see, they're illiterate, they can't read Hebrew, but they were learning with their Rebbe, who had one sefer. Everybody had their space around him, so everybody could read from that angle, but... Not.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Right. I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I saw it in Yerushalayim, but it was Tisha B'Av, and they're all sitting, the bunch of Yemenites, and everyone's around and they're reading, you know.
Wow.
Upside
Amazing.
Down.
Amazing.
You know, you could talk about it, but I saw it.
Amazing. Oh, here we go. Kevin is resourceful. Mm-hmm. Got another Navi. Well done. Shkoyach, Kevin. Shkoyach. Okay, Pasuk Chaf. Ve'iva beker kalis amincha, v'inei mayim boim v'derech Edoim. Right, sure enough, the water is coming from Edoim. V'simoleh ha'aretz esamayim. The water fills all the rivers, all the water streams. It's got plenty of water. All of a sudden. Right? Again, they didn't see the water. Sorry, they didn't see the rain coming. Because that would have been too much of an ace. All they saw was the result of the rain. So the rain really rained in the Midbar Edom, the desert. That in and of itself is a huge ace, the fact that it rains in the desert. But then it came from Midbar Edom to where Bnei Israel were. And so they only saw the result, the streams filling up. But they didn't actually see the rain coming.
It came from a river. Through a river.
Yeah, but it came from it rained and then yeah, it rained in a different place. I mean, but then it rained. Then it came.
I mean, the water comes rushing down a hill, right? You can't drink that water.
Well, if there's enough water,
it'll kill you. It'll make you sick. You can drink fresh the water that must have come through the stream, which right. The weather was fresh, that you'll yeah. be able to use.
Right.
Right.
Moav heard that these three kings came to attack it. Right, so they go ahead and they call all the men that's able to have a sword. Chager chager is referring to the sheath where you keep the sword, and they stood on the border, right, awaiting these attacking armies. Pasuk chavdeis, v'yashkimu v'boker v'hashemesh zarcha al amayim. Right, as they wake up the next morning. Right, and they see the sun shining on the water. Right, again, usually there's no water over there. Right, but they saw the sun shining on the water. Vayiru mayav mineged esamayim adumim kadam. Right? It appears to them as if the water is red like blood. Now, why did it seem to them that the water was red like blood? Because from the light of the sun, the way it reflected on the water, it reflected on as red. So it was kind of like in this optical illusion, where they're seeing the water, the sun shining on the water, and it looks like it's red, even though it's just regular water, because the sun was so intense, it looked like blood. So what do they say? They freak out. They said, "Oh, this is not good." Right? This. What does this mean? Why is the water red? What else could it be? Right? Because it must be. Meaning again, they thought that they didn't know that it was water. They thought it was pure blood, because there is never water in that area. It was only water through the nace that Elisha brought, so the Jewish people would have what to drink. So when they saw the blood, they didn't think it was water. When they saw the water, they didn't think it was water. They thought it was blood, right? Just because the way the sun was shining on it. So they thought that was. It was part of their army that was coming to attack the Jewish people, and they're all killed. That must be all the blood. So when they see this, they freak out. Oh my gosh! All of our soldiers are now killed, and it must be they were killed by the Jewish soldiers. So they get up, right? They come and approach the Jewish people, and Jewish people annihilate them. They attack them. They kill everybody. And they not only that, but they chase them all the way back to. They chase them all the way back to Moav. Pasuk Chofei, Ve'arim Yarei, so v'chol chelka tovah yeshlichu ish avnei mil'uha. So now when they get to Moab, right, they defeat all the soldiers. There's no more soldiers left to defend the borders. So they march into the country and they kill out everybody. They destroy the cities. It says in this pasuk, if you look at the pasuk, it says Adishir Avnel Bakir Charoshes. Right? Meaning they didn't destroy the city called Charoshes. They left the stone, they left the walls of those cities, of that city, because that city apparently was a very strong city. They're not able to take it down. So the Rabag over here brings a very interesting story of what happened with the city. He says that the city was surrounded with archers, with kalaim, right? It says in the pasuk kalaim. They said what kalaim? The archers surrounded the city, and they were shooting arrows to try and capture the city. But the problem was that Melech Moav was in the city. And he saw that he's being surrounded. He's being surrounded by these soldiers. He's got no way out. So he goes out and he grabs 700 men, 700 of his soldiers, in order to kind of like to break a way through to reach Edlin. Right, they're trying to break through and to kind of escape with these 700 men, because Melech Moav did not want to be captured. Typically, if the king was captured, that was it. It was first of all, it was a huge disgrace for the king to be captured. It was very dishonorable. It was a huge morale drop for his men. Right, if the king is captured, that means his men basically give up, because our king is captured. There's no point in keep on fighting. So kings typically did everything in their power to manage to try and get away, to try and escape. So that's why the king of Moav, instead of just surrendering, he takes 700 of his men, and he tries to break through to get all the way to Adlim.
Well, he says down over here, when they saw that vision, they thought it was blood. They couldn't think it was water because it never was there before. So they figured that the kings fought against each other and they killed each other.
Right.
And that's what the blood came from. So they didn't prepare for war. They came in here seeking the spoils.
Right.
And that's when,
what do you know?
Made a mistake.
Right.
And that's where they got them.
Right.
Because, they came in, I would take the spoils, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Surprised.
Yes. It was pretty much an unprepared ambush, almost. Right? They weren't planning it to be an ambush, but that's what it turned out to be. It turned out to be an ambush, because they didn't expect it. Yeah. So... Yes, so Melech Moav tries to get through. And when he realized that he was not able to, he goes ahead, the Rabbak says, and he takes he captured the son of Melech Edom, and he sacrifices him as a human sacrifice. Right? This was the son that was the heir apparent for Melech Edom. And that's what he did. I'm not sure, it's not clear exactly from the Ralbag why he did this, but I guess it sounds like he wanted to make some kind of show of force, that he's still in control somehow. That's why he goes out and he takes the son of Melech Edom and he sacrifices him. Okay, let's see further. Let's see if we can finish the parak today. Vayar Melech Moav kichazik mimenu amalchama. Melech Moav sees, okay, that's it. It's pretty much over. There's nothing I can do. He tried to break through. He was not successful. Right, so this is what we spoke about. He grabbed 700 men to go ahead and try to break through to Melech Edom. Ve'ikach zbnei b'charshim im lechtachtov v'yaleu oyla alchoyma. Right, and so he goes there and he takes the son of Melech Edom.
I don't think he liked it.
Probably not. I would assume that wasn't
crown
exactly
prince and they
crown prince. No. And now, so it says,
who did he slaughter it to? The Baal.
Doesn't say who. It says that he just
he slaughtered it because from slaughtering, that's how we expedite our sins and stuff. That's what God wants us to do. So that's why he did it to his God. I guess that's he sent them a burnt offering on the wall.
Yeah, so it sounds like that the Radak actually points out that the son of Melech Edom, the reason why he was in Moav, somehow he was there. I don't know exactly what he was doing there, but the reason why Melech Edom actually joined the other kings, Melech Yisrael, Melech Yehuda, was because he wanted to get his son back from Melech Edom. He wanted to get his son back. So, but he was not able to, because Melech Moab was still holding him close. So when he saw that he was not successful in getting away, and he went at it as a show of force, as a show that he's still in control, or out of anger of some sort, he went and he sacrificed the son of Melech Edom. Right in front of him, pretty much. Because Melech Edom was right there. He was part of the war.
Like I say, who did he sacrifice it to?
I don't know. I don't know who. But it sounds like it was more a point of killing him. It was show of force, right? He's trying to show Melech Edom, look at me, I'm still in control. I still have your son. Right? Don't think you can come and recapture him so fast.
There's a big difference if he just killed him or he meant it as a sacrifice. It's not the same thing.
Right.
If he just killed him because he was there, and he shouldn't have been there. It
didn't make much difference. Okay. He was dead anyway.
He figured it's going to help him. If it was a sacrifice, he figured it was going to help him. No? I mean, why call it a sacrifice? I mean...
Yeah, good question. I don't know why it's called a sacrifice.
He said he burnt them to death. You know,
It says in the pasuk vayale oila.
Huh?
In the pasuk it says vayale oila. Oila is a sacrifice.
Just didn't kill them like that. You know?
Maybe it's because of why the reason later on the pasuk. Maybe not later on it says pasuk when they put on the wall. Then Israel left, right? Like they not laying the pasuk, like they better put the after they put it, the sacrifice in his wall on the wall, and then they went back.
What went back?
Then the people Israel they turn away, return to the land.
He's trying to do this to Melech, he's doing this to Melech Edom.
Yeah.
Right. So the Jewish people, while they when they saw this, right? So it's actually machlokes between the Ralbag and the Radak. What happens, right?
Yeah.
According to the Ralbag, when the Jewish people saw this, they were very, very upset.
Yeah. He said he worshipped the sun.
What?
He worshipped the sun.
Who worshipped?
Him.
Melech Moab?
Who we were talking about? He sacrificed his son to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that exactly?
The son of the Edom, the Edomite king.
Interesting.
So maybe after they saw like the son of their ally just died and then it's blood, I'm assuming it's blood on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know how to react. So the only way to leave, he got to abandon the siege.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because the whole thing is
interesting.
Right. Yeah. So Rashi brings down that the reason why he brought him as a sacrifice was because he had a conversation between him and his men, his advisors. Mm-hmm. They say, why is it that the Jewish people have such miracles happening to them? Yeah. So his advisors tell him, you know why? Because of Ram, their great-great-great-grandfather, he withstand the challenge of Akedas Yitzchak, of sacrificing his own son. Hashem said, sacrifice your own son, and Ram went ahead and did it. And because of that, he went ahead and that's why the Jewish people have such miracles. So he says, okay, if that's the case, all right. So I'll sacrifice the son of Melech Edom.
I'll sacrifice to who? Abraham was going to sacrifice to Hashem. He don't believe in Hashem.
Yeah.
Right.
He says he
worshipped the son.
Okay.
It makes sense because during the Mayans too, they also worship the sun. So were the Aztecs and the human, mm-hmm. the Mayans, they worship stuff. So they do human sacrifices. To mm-hmm. that's how their method to worship to do Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm. So maybe it could apply here. Maybe did that, worship the sun, sacrifice it.
Right.
Or maybe it also could be like a way to show force, to show that I have this power still.
Right. Very good. Very good. Okay, so let's just finish up real quick. The Radak says that the reason when the pasuk says "Vayikets of God al Yisrael," that's referring to is that it was Melch Edom was very upset with the Jewish people. Because he went out and he joined the Jewish people, trying to assist them in their war effort. And then what happens is his son ends up dying. So he was very upset at the Jewish people for this.
There's another opinion here that he sacrificed him to God.
To which God?
Hashem.
Oh, to Hashem, really?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
That was his god. Chumash was his, was the name of his god.
No. Yeah. No, that was the first. Down here, he got a different source.
At any rate, even
there's
if,
also
even
opinion
was,
that the king of Moab sacrificed his son to God, intending to perform a deed acceptable to him. Although his deed was definitely unacceptable to God, the contrast to his intentions then of the Israelis at that time brought about great wrath upon them. All right, there's two opinions. One opinion was he had his own private god,
so he brings one more
to help him out.
Yeah, he brings him one more shot. This caused Hashem to be upset with Klal Yisrael because now we show that Melech Moav went out and sacrificed his own son, and the Jewish people didn't go ahead and they didn't do the will of Hashem. Right? The Melech Moav didn't because he thought that was the will of Hashem. The Jewish people wouldn't even do that because even though they wouldn't even do the will of Hashem.